First and foremost, tell us about your performance today. What stood out most about why you were in such a zone today?
I just tried to come in and be locked in. I've never really played at Staples Center before, so I knew, you know, it was going to be a lot of fun, and I just tried to put the work in, watch a lot of film, and make sure I was ready to go.
If there's a silver lining to this game with, you know, certainly without Ben and Joel and you lose Josh Richardson, is it that yourself and Mike Scott and Alec Burks are going to get some extended minutes here in their absence that could probably help you guys when we get going to the playoffs here in mid-April?
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to give us a little boost because, you know, now guys are able to play a little bit more freely and kind of catch a rhythm and, you know, these last, 20, 25 games, you know, try to head in the right direction and so we can make a push.
How does it feel for you to get out there and have a game like tonight? Because, I mean, we as players know that people don't always get their proper opportunities and things like that to show their complete game and show what they can really go out there and do. So, for you, how did that feel to get out there and have an opportunity to show it and you took full advantage?
Yeah, you know, you're right. A lot of people don't get their opportunity in this league. So, you know, that's a blessing for me to be able to do that. And then I just tried to come out and play with confidence, man. You know, with guys being down and stuff like that, my teammates did a really good job of encouraging me and, you know, telling me to go and be aggressive. And, you know, once you got that confidence behind you and they push you to be aggressive, you know, it makes you stepping out on the floor that much easier and, you know, it raises your confidence for sure.
Shaq Milton from the Philadelphia 76ers with us here on NBA Insiders with Bobby Marks and Quentin Richardson, Jonathan Hood on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Shaq, let us in the locker room a little bit because as we watch this Sixers team, we know how talented this team is. But again, no Simmons, no Embiid. What's the feeling in the locker room when you have those two big guns down?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely tough. That's a blow. And it definitely makes us have to adjust. You know, we're leaning a lot on Tobias and Al now, and, you know, they're stepping up, they're leaders, so we're going to continue to push behind them, and, you know, they're going to carry this team, and as far as that goes, you know, everybody has to be prepared to step up, because we're down two men, so everybody steps up, and everybody plays with confidence, and you got to keep this thing rolling.
Shaq, I'm a big proponent of the G League, and you've certainly has paid your dues down there. How has the 33 games that you played last year and certainly this year helped you along the way here?
Yeah, it definitely helped. It gave me an opportunity to go down there and really work on my game. Things that, you know, when I wasn't getting a lot of time up here, it definitely helped me get a feel for the game and just continue to work on the things I've been working on, you know. So whenever my opportunity was called and they called me back up, I was ready to step in and perform to my best of my ability. So it was good for me.
Jake, I know a lot has been said about, you know, the temperature of the team and the climate of the team and the media. How different is it to be actually in the locker room as opposed to what you're hearing and what people are saying about what they think is going on with the team?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You hear a lot of crazy stuff, you know. But in the locker room, it's a great feeling. I feel like everybody is together. And adversity has definitely hit us right now, and I feel like everybody's pulling together. You know, we didn't get the win today, but you can just see it and sense it that our spirit, you know, in our locker room is definitely one of that's coming together, and everybody has confidence in one another, and, you know, we're just going to continue to try to make a push.
Shaq, you had a terrific game. Best of luck with the Sixers moving forward throughout the regular season into the playoffs. We appreciate your time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.